As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts, show me your law, and then show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, October the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news where I can find it. Hard facts, yeah, that's for sure, and workable solutions, too. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. We're all getting hammered, but this is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com, engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of oppressive, tyrannical Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, it's the little home of tyranny. Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out this morning, as we love to do, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis in Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals remain under attack ahead of the South Korean G20 meeting. We'll talk about that this morning. Midterm elections just 11 days away, and the parties are pimping for the politicians. Yeah, that's happening too. PPIP, bankrolling and profiteering from foreclosure fraud and toxic mortgages. Don't know what we just said? Stick around. We'll talk about it. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Boy, they got the blood running in the streets in New York. Gold up 30 cents off yesterday's very low closing at $1,326 an ounce. Up 30 cents at $1,326 an ounce. Silver up 7 cents at $23.23. It's been getting hammered hard, too. Platinum off of $8 at $1,671. And palladium off $5 at $581 an ounce for palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, relatively narrow band, $1,314.50 for a low. That's $1,314.50 for a low, $1,329.30 for a high. There's a little potential in there, about $10, $15, something like that. But at $1,326 even, your gold is up still yet, $266.10 year to year for a 25.11% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Gold Fix, the AM Fixing, that's the London Bullion Market Association. You might visit their website, lbma.org, I believe it is. They set the price at $1,319, and we're, what, $7 above it. The SPDR gold shares overnight peeled off 0.91 metric tons. This morning they claim to be holding 1,298.27 metric tons of gold. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, Hi, Harlan Dietrich, owner of Brave New Books. What do you think of when I say lifeless, dumb creatures that usually work in groups to surround and kill their victims? If you said a federal government employee, you're only half right. I'm really talking about zombies. Brave New Books has been Austin's premier zombie preparedness store for over 4 years. When friends and family became infected and ignored you when talking about important issues, you could always come to the bookstore to get the resources you needed to help slay those ghastly creatures. Well, now Brave New Books needs you to come out on Sunday, October 24th, to the U.S. Art Authority for the first annual Brave New Books Benefit and Zombie Costume Ball with special guest Jim Mars. Also, live music, games, and Jim Mars will be giving a talk on his new book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, How Zombie Banks Are Destroying America. Come dressed as the best zombie and win an autographed copy. $10 at the door helps support the bookstore, so please try to attend Sunday, October 24th, starting at 6 p.m. at the U.S. Art Authority at 29th and Guadalupe. Because remember, only together, as a community, can we stop the zombie apocalypse.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, October the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Getting my tongue fired up here. We come at you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report with that behind us for this morning. A little bit of grim news in the gold market, up 30 cents off of yesterday's rather low closing at 1,326 this morning. Silver off up 7 cents and yet still 2323 is what it's for an ounce of silver bullion, but it's still off about a dollar and I would say what to 60 cents from where it was just a week ago. So not too good in the precious metals this morning. Platinum down $8 at 1671. Palladium off $5 at 581. However, there's a lot of manipulation going on in the market. Watch very carefully. Look at those charts and read all of the various articles. You know, we're looking at this G20 meeting coming up in South Korea, and the Fed's got the president's financial group on, or working group on financial markets in the marketplace big time. The SPDR gold shares is in there big time dumping as well. Lots of other people are dumping, so just watch and wait. The advice always is just if you have it and when you can and where you can, buy on the dips. You know, this is a great, as they say, and I don't want to sound trite or, pimp for the gold brokers, but this is a great buying opportunity because it's bound to recover and it's going much higher. The technicals all speak of that. Continuing, the Dow Jones Industrial Average on yesterday closed up 39 at 11,147. The NASDAQ closed up 2 at 2460. And the S&P 500 closed up yesterday, too, at 1180. Crude oil this morning up 74 cents. Had to go to the filling station yesterday and pick up 10 gallons of gas in cans to bring back and fill in my gas tank for my 61 Chevy, which is being attacked by the city of Exeter needlessly, uselessly, annoyingly, and nuisancely, but nevertheless, you know, having to respond to the local tyrants here. We've got an Ashkenazi Jewess here that seems that she thinks it's gay. She's the world's queen or something. I don't know, maybe Sheba or something. But she's going to need to get slapped down, and we intend to do just exactly that. But first, I need to protect my property against unlawful seizures. So anyway, back into the box here. Crude oil yesterday. Noticed how high the price of gasoline was and diesel yesterday. Crude oil is up 74 cents this morning at $81.30 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. So you just do the math. Take 81.30 divided by 42. That gives you your base price. And from there on, it's all processing and distribution and profits to the various middlemen. The U.S. dollar index this morning down 11 basis points at 77.34. We're going to talk about that more in a moment in the news. Canadian loonie this morning at 97 cents. It bumps up about 25 basis points. The Mexican peso still just barely hanging on by a toenail on the high side of 8 cents, rounding down to 8 cents. But it is up 11 basis points this morning in exchanges against the United States dollar, the greenback, as they call it, at 8 cents each. The euro this morning up 8 basis points at $1.39. Now, we've been tracking this every single day, so don't be swayed when we start hearing about how the dollar is gaining against the euro. We're talking about infinitesimal points, you know, several points past the decimal. This is just tiny stuff. British pound this morning up 0.06 at $1.57, and the Swiss franc, the only loser on our chart, down 47 basis points, pairs off a fraction, and now shows at $1.03 in exchange against the U.S. dollar in the foreign market. The bond market this morning, the two-year, is yielding 0.35%. They claim that's good news. They've been trying to push this interest rate down lower and lower. The yield on the bonds and the treasuries, we'll talk about that. It's going to come up in the news as well. The 10-year is at 2.58. The 30-year is at 3.98. The mortgage market this morning moving down, in the 15-year mortgage moving down from 3.82% to 3.62%. We've got a builder here in Exeter who's starting a second house and leveling out the ground for a third right along the highway. So it's looking like prosperity is coming to this whistle stop known as Exeter, Missouri. The 30-year mortgage moves down a little bit more from 4.34 to 4.23 as they try and encourage people, entice people to come around the banks and get the mortgages. I would say go fishing. Prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%. The Econoday website shows an empty calendar today. An empty calendar. They don't have anything listed. So I would imagine, and I went up and checked their own website, and, you know, they just say it's going to be a quiet day today. Amazing. First time I've seen it. I'm sure it's come up before, but there's an empty calendar on the Econoday website, and that's unusual. So things are likely to be quiet there. Let's go over to Kitco and find out what they have in their morning roundup. Jim Wyckoff puts these together each day. The AM Kitco's Metal Roundup, the COMEX Gold seeing some follow-through selling pressure early Friday. COMEX Gold prices are showing modest losses on Friday morning as some follow-through selling pressure is occurring. Of course, we see this State Street Global Advisors, their SPDR gold shares, the GLD, like I said, overnight, pairing off another 0.91 metric tons. That goes with the 0.91 metric tons they paired off the night before last. All right, so they're down 1.82 right now metric tons. That's a lot. They're valued on the state on the street this morning at these bullion prices at $56.1 billion. So you can see they've got deep pockets, and big hands to manipulate the market. And if they're working together with J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs and the Fed, Treasury, you know, and so on and so forth, they could wreak havoc in these markets. They could create all kinds of spikes and drops and whatnot. But the rest of the marketplace, you know, they just don't believe it. Anyway, continuing. It says December COMEX Gold last traded down 5.10 at 13.20.50. Of course, if you look at the Dubai gold futures for December, you'll see that they're up right near 13.50. 1,350. So we'll see what the people in the East have to say about these Western developments. Spot gold was last quoted down 530 at 1321, and you can see we're up above that this morning. The U.S. dollar index is trading steady to weaker on Friday morning, which is somewhat limiting selling pressure in the precious metals. The dollar index has put in a choppy performance this week, however. The dollar index bears still have the solid overall near-term technical advantage. The weak technical and fundamental posture of the U.S. dollar index remains a bearish underlying factor for the precious metals. That's not a good sign, okay? Not a good sign. There are some very important technical places that we're in that will impact the price of gold and silver, the other metals. And if we cross these barriers, you know, we could see a lower price in gold in the near term. Nevertheless, continuing currency and other and precious metals traders will be paying close attention to the G20 meeting taking place in South Korea Friday. That's today and Saturday. Perhaps that's why the calendar is empty on Okano Day. All right, it's empty. Traders will look for any statements regarding the major currencies. So all of you out there, keep your ears to the ground, you know, or as we hear, keep your ear on the track, you know, so you can hear a train a-coming. Keep your ears to the ground, pay attention, listen for anything that's coming out of this G20 meeting in South Korea today and tomorrow. U.S. economic data due for release on Friday indicates the Chicago Federal Reserve's Business Activity Index, existing home sales, and the Texas Manufacturing Outlook Survey. I don't see any of that. Didn't show up. London AM gold fixing of 1319 versus the previous London price fixing of 1343.50. $22 down. Well, we'll be right back.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So we'll pass on the rest of that Kitco article and jump over to another similar one of Reuters. Gold hits its lowest in more than 2 weeks in Europe on Friday as the dollar strengthened amid caution ahead of this week's G20 meeting, at which officials will seek ways to tackle currency imbalances. This by Jan Harvey, always like his writing, Friday, October the 22nd, new news out of London. Spot gold was bid at $13,1895 an ounce at 5:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Time, against $13,2360 late in New York on Thursday, having earlier fallen as low as $13,1509. Not good. U.S. gold futures for December delivery fell $6.40 an ounce to $13,1920. Well, let us just be thankful. Remember, when we went from the 1200s into the 1300s, it was like something that was almost unbelievable. And then it just rocketed up and knocked around 1387. So, you know, my goodness, you know, we've had a blessing here. For those people out there that sold, you know, and were willing to take the sell up there at the 1387, you know, they've got some profit to come back in now at 1319. They'll make $60, $70 an ounce and come right back into the market. But remember, it's easy to buy into these markets. It's difficult to buy out of these markets. You have to have an exit strategy as well as an entrance strategy. It's easy to open the checkbook and buy something. It's harder to sell it. We have to be remembering that. There's also the taxes that are incurred every time you sell any of this stuff, unless you can, you know, barter it around in town. So just keep that in mind. You have to have a good, solid exit strategy. My exit strategy is no exit strategy. I'm in it for the long term, okay? I'm just protecting my wealth, protecting my wealth. I don't have any confidence whatsoever in the Federal Reserve note, having done the study that was necessary to do it, you know, and then certainly understanding that these toxic, you know, waste products that they have out there, they carry out this hidden lien of hypothecation with them no matter where they go. It's fraudulent conversion and fraudulent concealment. And it's unbiblical in that as well. I mean, when you think about honest weights and measures, you've got to be kidding me. We haven't had honest weights and measures in this country since 1933. Spot prices rallied sharply to a record 1387.10 announced last week, but have struggled to maintain traction as the dollar rebounded from lows and fears expected U.S. monetary easing had been too heavily priced into the market, okay? But remember this low dollar, this low U.S. dollar, this is what they were calling for last week. All right, Geithner and the rest of them, they want to see a weaker U.S. dollar. Well, so obviously this is the plan. This is where we're going. And when they come back from the G20, it's probably where we will go. But the main pressure is the dollar, they say here in the article, Reuters, but also profit taking, said Commerce Bank analyst Eugene Weinberg. There's been so much hot money flowing into the markets over recent weeks that it is not surprising to see profit-taking on the current weaknesses. And, of course, you know, in a market like this, we're going to start to see some really big gyrations, I believe. I'm not an analyst. I don't have a Ouija board, and I don't have crystal balls, all right? I just look at the stuff, follow it along, and make my own predictions, you know, to myself. But I think that we're going to start to see some wild gyrations. It should be going like a drunk stumbling down the road from one side to the other. I wouldn't be surprised if we see $50 and $60 swings as more and more people realize that they're tubed in the dollar and that there is no place to invest. And we'll see people pouring in. And at that point, be careful because things are going to get to be very, very volatile. The dollar was on track for its first weekly rise in 6 weeks versus a basket of major currencies, you know, you've got to say it that way to the general audience, but this audience is wiser than that. We know what the USDX is. We know the website, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, and we know what this little trade-weighted basket of currencies is. Traders are awaiting this weekend's G20 meeting in South Korea for direction, though significant action is not expected. Remember, we talked about that meeting that they had of the finance leaders down at the IMF there in Washington where they had the confab and probably brought in sex slaves, you know, and caviar and champagne. Anyway, those guys couldn't agree on anything. Paul Volcker sitting there with his big gut hanging out, his long legs, the long-legged Macadaddy, you know. And the Chinese wasn't buying it. Neither were the Japanese. They didn't like that. But Volcker would like to be the kingpin, and they're letting him know his time on the in the sun is gone. In all these markets, there are chart patterns which form as the market moves on the way up, and it triggers plays and stops on the ways down, said ANZ Bank analyst Peter Hilliard. Some of the minor chart points have been breached, and this is causing the market to come back. But I'm not surprised. It has had a fabulous run up, and a correction back $70 is nothing, really, and I would agree with him there, Peter Hilliard. Good physical demand from traditional bullion buying centers such as India is strengthening as prices descend, he said. All right, they're over there, and they like to buy these bangles and things like that. It's not really jewelry to the East Indians. This is an investment. These are like dowries, wedding dowries. It's a storage of their wealth. They don't have any confidence in the rupee either. No. So physical demand is certainly a feature, but it isn't strong enough yet to mop up that selling, he said. Investor selling is always going to beat physical demand, but often what it psychic demand does is herald where the market is going to go to next. Indian buying picking up. Dealers in India reported that they were continuing to stock up for the forthcoming festivals as prices extended losses. I have many advanced orders at the 13 or 19 or below, said one dealer with a bullion dealing private bank. The world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund, New York's SPDR Gold Trust, we talk about it every morning, saw a further drop on its holdings on Thursday. However, gold held by the fund dropped 0.9 metric tons, its 11th session of outflows in 15, and we can now say its 12th session of outflows in 16, pairing off another 0.91 metric tons overnight. On the supply side of the market, African Barrick Gold, which was spun off from the top world gold miner earlier this year, repeated weaker than expected production for the third quarter. So as demand begins to continues to outstrip supply, watch the prices go right back up. Let's see a little bit more. I think some near-term technical damage inflicted. Again, Wyckoff Gold, COMEX Gold hit a fresh two-week low, ended solidly lower in a late session sell-off on Thursday. Fresh profit-taking pressure was featured amid a rebound. Okay, so that's it. That's enough for the gold news. Here's one more. Let's take the Bloomberg twist and look and see what they've got to say. Gold heads for the first weekly decline in six as G20 chiefs meet. All right. So Maria Kolesnikova and Wendy Pugh. Writing for Bloomberg, October 22nd, new news. Gold fell to the lowest price in more than 2 weeks, headed for a first weekly loss in six. All right, so it's just the first weekly loss in six. As a group of 20 finance chiefs debated whether to set targets for current account imbalances to defuse tension over currencies. Believe you me, there is quite a discussion going on right now. Little Timmy Geithner knows he's in deep dog doo-doo. All right, he's going to have to come up with something. And a lot of these other trading partners in the G7, G20, they ain't buying the line. All right? They ain't buying the line. They might do a line, but they ain't buying the line that Timmy's laying out. Group of 20 finance ministers and central bankers meet in South Korea today and tomorrow for talks on how to keep the global recovery progressing amid concern that countries may be vying with each other to weaken their currencies. No country, here's the quote, no country will be better off in the so-called currency war. Right? Now, it's not quite as seamless a system as we might think. It's not quite the seamless global economic situation as we might think. There is not consensus among these people, right? No country will be better off in the so-called currency war, said Bayram Dinser, an analyst at LGT Capital Management in Switzerland. Quote, if this currency uncertainty is tackled by G20 finance ministers and central bankers, it will be negative for gold. So what comes out of this G20 will be important for all of you out there that are invested in the precious metals. Immediate delivery, bullion, then it goes on and talks about that. Bullion follows the dollar strengthened, eroding the metals' appeal as a safe haven against debasement of the U.S. currencies. Greenback rose as much as 0.4% against a basket of six currencies, poised to end a five-week slump. Well, we'll find out more about that right after this.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
We are back. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Come back into this article again. Comments on the present currency wars should have an impact on U.S. currency and on gold prices, too. And it's just going to continue. Just going to continue. There's more of this financial stuff in there. Let's see what else we got in the basket to look at this morning. Biggest U.S. something. The biggest U.S. bank pack cuts contributions in 2010. Talked about this yesterday. This is a little bit of our political news here. 7 of the 10 biggest U.S. banks, including Bank of America and Citigroup, reduced their political giving even as Congress enacted the biggest overhaul of financial regulation since the Great Depression. So I guess they don't appreciate all the billions and billions of dollars that Jorge Bush and the Obama man have given to them out of your pocket and mine. Only Goldman Sachs and MetLife, both based in New York and the U.S. subsidiary of Deutsche Bank of Frankfurt, increased their political action committee donations for the 2010 elections from 2008. Federal Election Commission filings showed the reverse was true for lobbying. 8 of the 10 banks boosted their spending this year as compared to a year ago, Senate records show. All right? Why give the politicians campaign funds? Just go in and harass the ones that are already there. Bribes and payoffs work better in the halls of Congress rather than on the street corner. Rogan Kirsch, an associate dean of New York University's Wagner School of, I should say Wagner's School of Public Service, said some lawmakers don't want money from PACs and some financial companies don't have the funds to give at previous levels. Quote, many candidates remain leery of bank funds, and boy, they better. They better. At this time, they've still got a certain odor about them. That's the new world odor. Kirsch said, second, several large banks are still in financial difficulty and aren't capable of ladling out the cash as in the past. Ladling out the cash. Sweet! Oh, Hoagie, your nose down in that trough, boy. Get on down in there and suck that corn up. Mmm, ham. I like that one. Little backstrap and bacon, just like it. Legislation passed over near unanimous Republican opposition and signed by President Barry the Usurper on July the 21st is designed to address abuses by the financial sector blamed for the economic meltdown. Well, it just continues. Here's another one. Let's see what we got here. Treasury gets a 36% return buying toxic mortgages from the banks in the first year. So for, what now, weeks, we've been hearing about foreclosure gate, right? Foreclosure fraud, fraudulent lending practices, fraudulent banking practices. Well, big money in that. The Treasury's getting a 36% return. This article by Christopher Condoms, October the 21st, off of Bloomberg. A U.S. government program aimed at reviving the mortgage-backed securities market returned more than triple what stocks or bonds gained in the past year. You guess you don't have to know what market to be in. And if you can control the market, if you can rig the market, and then you can get in and bail out your markets, you can make a little bit of money at it. And they're making a lot. The eight funds created under the Public-Private Investment Program. All right, does everybody? Public-private partnership, all right? The Public-Private Investment Program. Can you say fascism? How about corporatism? Anyway, the Public-Private Investment Program, or PPIP, reported net internal rates of return averaging 36% through September 30th. Of course, they just absolutely can't stand it when gold goes over 30% return on your investment annually, year to year. But they're knocking down 36% through September the 30th on these toxic funds. Anyway, they said in the report, that compares with 10% return for the Standard & Poor 500 Index and 8.2% return for the BarCap U.S. Aggregate Total Return Index of Bonds. All right? Big money in fraud. The first year has been out of the ballpark. Jeffrey Fleegar, who heads the PPIP fund, run by New York-based money manager Alliance Bernstein. Oh, God. Oh, I would imagine Alliance Bernstein LP don't work for the Vatican, but they might. The Treasury is an equal equity partner. An equal equity partner. Ever studied the difference between equity and law? Causes in action. Equity versus law, you know, the three E's of sustainable development. Economy, of course, that's what we talk about each day. Equity, now we're talking about equal equity partners and the environment. And as we've seen, Don Quixote's windmills have been topping the news charts. Anyway, the Treasury is an equal equity partner in each of the funds and provided debt financing. In other words, they opened up the printing presses, made it possible, started typing in all of the little digits. The Treasury is an equal equity partner in each of the funds. The Treasury doesn't exist in a vacuum. You know, it's part of us. The Treasury is an equal equity partner in each of the funds and provided debt financing for the $29.4 billion program. The government has gotten $215 million of interest. Who is the government? Are we talking about the Treasury? That's a private corporation. Who is the government? Or is it the U.S. government? Or is it the U.S. dot? Or is it just U.S.? Which one of the various companies in Washington are we talking about? The government has gotten $215 million of interest, dividend, and other payments, and the funds have more than $1.5 billion in unrealized gain. Under the Wider Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, the government has earned $25.2 billion on its investment of $309 billion in banks and insurers, an 8.2% return over 2 years, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. So apparently, it has been far more profitable to invest in these banks than it has been in buying U.S. treasuries, all right? The two-year yield this morning is 0.35%. Well, they're not the only winners. While the program is still in its early stages, we are certainly pleased with its performance for taxpayers thus far. Don't you feel enriched, my friend? Timmy Geithner is just making you a bundle of money, isn't he? Excuse me while I hit some Joe there. General Electric's 52% gain. Get ready. The PPIP fund managed by GE Capital Real Estate, a unit of the Fairfield, Connecticut-based General Electric Company and New York-based Angelo Gordon & Company, had the best return at 52%. 52%. The Treasury said, Oak Tree Capital Management, LLC, based in Los Angeles, had the lowest return at 19%. In the U.S. Treasuries this morning, the two-year yield is 0.35%. The 36% average isn't asset-weighted. The eight fund managers raised $7.4 billion from private investors. Now, there's lots of people that make money on this. You know, we complain about the Wall Street bankster gangsters, you know, knocking down the big incomes. Well, every time you buy and sell in this sort of stuff, somebody's going to get a commission, usually a buying and selling commission, a commission on both sides of the transaction. Then there's all of the lawyers that line up to write up the documents and things like that. Everybody's making big bucks but you and me. The figures reflect returns only on about $18.6 billion of invested capital. Nice return on your investment. The funds have yet to draw the remaining money. Returns are not a function of better fundamental data, said Flager of AllianceBernstein. It's largely a function of compression in yield premiums. New terms for us. Compression in yield premiums, he said, meaning buyers are willing to accept a lower return in the current bond market, bringing prices up. All right? Again, compression in yield premiums. Buyers are willing to accept a lower return in the current bond market, bringing prices up. So as the yield in the two-year treasury, the bonds, continue to go down, the prices continue to go up. What's with that? Flager's fund, which targeted 12% to 15% net returns, gained 41%. Wilbur Ross, a PPIP fund manager and chairman of W.L. Ross & Company, a unit of Atlanta-based Invesco, said the funds have helped stabilize the market for mortgage-backed securities. These mortgage-backed securities, these are all the CDOs, the credit default obligations and the credit default swaps. This is where all this derivatives toxic sludge came from, wasn't it? Boost for traders? The funds gave the trading community a boost in knowing there would be a buyer whose fund returned, Ross, whose fund returned 34%, said in a phone interview. Continues, James Hirschman, he's all a bunch of Irishmen, you know, they're just raking us over the coals here. James Hirschman, chief executive officer of Western Asset Management, a Pasadena, California-based unit of Legg Mason, said his firm's 37% return was higher than anyone was expecting. Wow. Making a lot of money off a lot of people's misery. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Harlan Dietrich, owner of Brave New Books. What do you think of when I say lifeless, dumb creatures that usually work in groups to surround and kill their victims? If you said a federal government employee, you're only half right. I'm really talking about zombies. Brave New Books has been Austin's premier zombie preparedness store for over 4 years. When friends and family became infected and ignored you when talking about important issues, you could always come to the bookstore to get the resources you needed to help slay those ghastly creatures. Well, now Brave New Books needs you to come out on Sunday, October 24th, to the U.S. Art Authority for the first annual Brave New Books benefit and zombie costume ball with special guest Jim Mars. Also, live music, games, and Jim Mars will be giving a talk on his new book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, How Zombie Banks Are Destroying America. Come dressed as the best zombie and win an autographed copy. $10 at the door helps support the bookstore, so please try to attend Sunday, October 24th, starting at 6 p.m. at the U.S. Art Authority at 29th and Guadalupe. Because remember, only together, as a community, can we stop the zombie apocalypse.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So sometimes I like to bring out a little bit of local news just to kind of even things out. You know, as globalism transitions from global to local, we need to become vocal local, blocking it right where we are. Found a rather interesting article in our local newspaper here, the Berry County Advertiser. This is one of those free circulars that comes out, but it's really one of the best newspapers in the area. Has an exceedingly large circulation, too. It's given away free to every box holder in the area. It's largely supported by advertisements, so it's a pretty interesting free market system. Works fairly well. But this Colors of Purdy, that's Purdy is a town, Colors is a man, Purdy, Colors of Purdy sets a new world soybean record. Now, it's not his first time, all right? Missouri soybean producer breaks world record. Kip Colors sets a record with a 160 bushel per acre yield. All right. The 100 bushel club today announced Kip Colors of Purdy has established a new world soybean record of 160.6 bushels per acre. The new world record is 6 bushels higher than the record that Colors set in 2007. All right. So this guy is right up there at the top globally. And then Missouri Governor Jay Nixon came in, visited the field, you know, located in Newton County near Stark City to recognize the grower's 2010 record yield. Colors has set multiple world records for soybean yields, most recently in 2007. Well, continues abound, but the typical Missouri soybean per acre yield is about 40 bushels per acre. And, of course, a friend of mine has got financial woes on a completely organic soybean production farm. But this guy ain't exactly organic. We're going to find out about that. He goes on, talks about agriculture being the backbone of Missouri's economy, and growers like Kip Colors are the reason. Well, here's how he set the record. Listen carefully. Colors set the new world record by planting Pioneer registered soybean variety 94Y71 on an irrigated and conventionally tilled field. He utilized the BASF headline registered fungicide and DuPont's TM Asana registered XL and Steward registered EC insecticides on his soybeans during the growing season as instructed on the product labels. His seed treatment included EMD Crop Biosciences registered, Optimize 400, and Stoller USA registered BioForge. Not going to go any further. Please, don't let any of those soybeans show up in your diet, okay? Here's another one, all right? Local news, Paula Anderson writing. We have a lumber company here. Perhaps some of you have seen it out on the West Coast and around in the Midwest and other places. Meek's Lumber. Okay, well, Meek's Lumber is originally a Missouri business, okay? Meek's originated in Lockwood, Missouri, where Charles C. Meek opened the company's first lumber yard in 1920, but it wasn't until the 1930s that Charles C. Meeks, Jr. relocated the business to its current headquarters in Springfield, Missouri, and in 1951 opened the first Meeks yard on the west coast of Northern California. Now, the company's made great changes and it's spread all across the states, all right? But it's rather interesting down here because we get to this guy, Eddie Davison, who I follow. Eddie Davison is a local. Eddie Davison added... I should say, come back up. Meeks has more than doubled its volume in the past 10 years and achieved certified green dealer trademark status in April of 2009. A green dealer. All right, listen careful. Green dealer. Eddie Davison added, quote, all our employees have undergone, quote unquote, certified green trademark training, and we have more and more customers asking for products that carry that label. When was the last time you went into a lumber store and says, hey, have you got any of those certified green 2x4s? Well, they got plenty of green 2x4s. Most of them, you know, you pick up a 2x4, they weigh about 350 pounds, and they got enough water in there to boil a pot of coffee. But anyway, there seems to be a stronger consumer concern for products that will not harm the environment or products that are not wasteful. And again, this is a local newspaper going out to some 15,000 households. Large area, two counties at least. There seems to be a stronger consumer concern for products that will not harm the environment or products that are not wasteful. People just seem to be thinking and buying smarter, and that is a good growth change. You see how successful the green initiative is, all right? They're able to get out even into the hinterlands, even out into the smallest town of America, and get this kind of material into local newspapers that then get circulated widely. As globalism transitions from global to local, it's absolutely essential that we become vocal local and block it right where we are. Because if we don't, folks, it's going to sweep the field. This one, Iran embargo, right off of Bloomberg, thwarted as smugglers ship made in the USA products. Justin Bloom, October 21, writing for Bloomberg. In its search for American-built F-35 fighter jet parts, Iran turned to a father and son company operating out of a yellow stucco cottage on a country road on Ireland's northwest coast. Tom and Sean McGuinn are accused in a U.S. indictment of conspiracy, trade violations, and making false statements to illegally export items with military uses beginning in 2005. Over the past decade, the McGuinns shipped more than $120 million in U.S.-made equipment to the Islamic Republic. Clark Settles, a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement official, said in an interview, they succeeded through simple deceptions and persistence, according to court and government documents and interviews with U.S. officials and people who did business with their company, Mac Aviation Limited, and they are still free in Ireland. Okay. Their tale illustrates how Iran is leaning on a network of people often operating out of houses or storefronts to evade a U.S. embargo and obtain parts with their military uses. That's right, my friends, Al-Qaeda, operating out of houses or storefronts, perhaps in a town near you. At least that's what Janet Napolitano might accuse you of. American officials said more than 100 defendants have been charged with illegally exporting such items to the Middle Eastern country since the U.S. began a crackdown in 2007, according to the Justice Department, which we know is a corporation privately held, even though the U.S. doesn't know the total dollar value of the illegal shipments to Iran, the smugglers are critical to the country's military and threaten American security, officials said. What MAC Aviation did represents a typical scenario, something that we see on a regular basis. Well, of course we do. This is what we do for Israel every day of the week. We're always shipping Israel all of this stuff. And we send stuff through to Iran and to Pakistan and to Afghanistan and to all of the other stands, too. That's what we do. But we're going to accuse these two fellows here, these two chaps for getting taken a part of the cake here. But MAC Aviation did represents a typical scenario, something we see on a regular basis, says Settles, who oversees Immigrations and Custom Enforcement Counterproliferation Investigations Union. Middlemen, such as the McGuinns, pose a clear threat to national security. MAC Aviation supplied Iran with F-5 fighter jet parts, according to U.S. law enforcement officials. Blah, 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 a little photograph there, a little F-5 fighter jet. Iran depends on the supplies to maintain its American-made 1970s military aircraft. Wonder where they bought those from. America? Remnants from an era of good relations between the countries. Okay, so today they're not in favor. Tomorrow they'll be in favor, especially once we destroy their country. The U.S. restricted trade with Iran and imposed other sanctions, saying the country is sponsoring terrorism, pursuing a nuclear arms capability, and violating human rights. Why are they talking about Israel here or Iran? I'm confused. The country could explode a network of traitors operating in a similar way to ratchet up its military threat, said Gary Milholland, the director of the Wisconsin Project on Nuclear Arms Control in Washington, which works to stem the spread of unconventional weapons. The rest of the article is interesting. It's up on Bloomberg this morning. Geithner pushes for current account targets and splits the G20 nations. Again, that's what's happening today and tomorrow. The G20 finance chiefs are struggling to agree whether to set targets for their current account imbalances as a way of diffusing tension over currencies before it sparks a trade war. Right? These guys are not happy. They're not happy campers. Timmy Geithner is scrambling, but he doesn't really have the capacity to do the things he may want to do. G20 finance ministers and central bankers began talks, and I won't even begin it, in South Korea today after weeks of wrangling over whether nations from the U.S. to China are relying on weaker exchange rates to spur growth. Right, so they're working their currencies properly. They're trying to use their currencies effectively. And Timmy, you don't like it. They might just tell Timmy to go home. Take your little basket, Timmy, and go pick some flowers. We'll see you in 2 minutes. Stay tuned.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp, is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, October the 22nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Stepping into the second hour, the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we looked at a variety of news, lots of that. A mixed bag this morning. We're going to continue a little bit more. There's a G20 meeting coming up. Actually, it's up now. It's happening today in South Korea. Couldn't even begin to pronounce the name of the town. It's G-Y-E-O-N-G-J-U. You try it one time. I guess, or something like that. Oh, my. Would want to have to write that one on an envelope all the time. Anyway, going to go into this news basket just a little bit deeper here because the G20 finance ministers and central bankers have begun their talks in Korea. After wrangling over whether nations from the U.S. to China are relying on weaker exchange rates to spur growth and seeking a solution, this is off Bloomberg, U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner proposed G20 members pursue policies to reduce trade gaps below a specified share of their economies. All right, we're structuring now, structuring, and it's not going over well. Kind of like a lead balloon, Timmy. According to an October the 20th letter obtained by Bloomberg News, that suggestion today split the emerging and industrial countries. All right, so some are going to go golfing, and some of them are going to go for the sex slaves and the caviar, and they may not have any consensus. Setting numerical targets would be unrealistic, said Japanese Finance Minister Yoshihiko Noda, while German Economy Minister Rainer Brudero suggested a command economy. Command economy. All right, setting numerical targets would be unrealistic for people in the financial area. All right, hey, back off on the numbers thing, okay? We don't want no numbers here. We're just talking, right? And the other guy wants a command economy. Well, that's nice. You will go out and shop. Shop this morning. Shop. Go shopping. Go shopping this morning. Go to Walmart. Buy. 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 Jim Flaherty said the idea was a step in the right direction. Australian Treasurer Wayne Swan called it constructive. Repeating themes he has pushed for the last month, Geithner told his colleagues not to seek, quote, competitive advantage by either weakening their currency or preventing appreciation of an undervalued currency. Amazing. Wonder if anyone's going to listen to him. He urged countries with persistent current account surpluses to undertake structural, fiscal, and exchange rate policies to boost domestic demand, and those with significantly undervalued currencies to allow them to adjust fully over time. Interesting. In return, advanced economies, watch it, folks, this is the one that hurts you. In return, advanced economies will pare their budget shortfalls. So what we're going to do is pare our budget shortfalls, and everybody else is going to do their part. Okay? Geithner suggested to counterparts that current account deficits or surpluses of no more than 4% of gross domestic product be the aim. The IMF this month estimated China's surplus will swell to 7.8% of their GDP in 2015, from 4.7% this year. The U.S. wants the Washington-based lender to monitor progress if other goals are adopted. Lengthy article. You might jump up and take a look at it. And this is just a little ditty. AT&T adds a handset and retrains staff as the end of the iPhone hold looms? Don't know a thing about it. Article up on Bloomberg this morning. Greg Bensinger, October the 21st. For all of you out there that use iPhones, well, they're looking at some kind of a new ditty. More cheap Chinese plastic crap, and it's costing us our freedom. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so definitely I'm not going to spend any time at all on the AT&T article. That kind of pretty well wraps up the news for today. If you need more news, go back and listen to the archives. Plenty of it in the first hour. Yesterday, started in a little bit on this very interesting book. I've read, I'm about halfway through it. It's quite lengthy. But the title is Human Nature and Its Remaking by William Ernest Hawking. I didn't really like the beginning of the book. I think that he may have started off with material that was beyond where he really wanted to go in the book, but as an academician or whatever you want to call him, a learned man of letters, that he felt compelled to write the first portions of the book. But he's getting better the deeper into it he goes. And yesterday I shared with you, and the man is William Ernest Hawking, by the way. This book was originally written back in 1912 or 13. Yes, 1918, by the Yale University Press, and I have the 1923 new and revised edition hardbound in front of me. And this was published by Yale University Press, Oxford University Press, London. where we find, and I guess I'm just going to reiterate a little bit of yesterday and move forward, the test of a good social order. You know, we're looking at the New World Order, the New World Order. And Hawking was, he's only got two major works, two primary works. And it took me years. It was only because during one of the broadcasts, when I was sharing from his other, The Spirit of World Politics by William Ernest Hawking, where he made a journey, a sojourn, as a Zionist to Israel, and came home not a Zionist. Rather interesting book. He really revealed a lot. But he wrote that book prior to this, to Israel becoming recognized as a state. It's been a state, all right, but we don't want to go there. Anyway, so while I was discussing that book on air one evening, or one day, or one morning, I can't remember, do a lot of broadcasts at different times of the day, but Mike Chambers went up and did a bit of research, and he came back and he had a link for me to this book, which I immediately took advantage of and purchased. They're hard to come by, and they're completely out of print, and so you'd need to access one of your antiquarian booksellers to try and come up with perhaps a copy. I would recommend both of his books. So far, he definitely has a brain. And there's some other ones. I do have another smaller book where Hawking writes in regards to Immanuel Kant. But it's really not his best work. Continuing, yesterday, we started this way. The test of a good social order, then, will be this, that I am not obliged to adopt any rule or of conduct because of what others prefer I should do or be. That's really tough. That's a deep, deep piece of water there to deal with. You know, his mothers, his fathers, your young ones growing up in the house. You know, you have preferences, and you try and bring those preferences to the cognizance of your little ones as they're growing up. But if we can go back to the understanding of just what is, you know, Andrew J. Galambos' definition of property and freedom, property being defined as a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, we find that our children are not our property, our little ones are not our property, and that freedom is 100% control of our property 100% of the time, and the corollary obviously would be 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time. And that's hard to do with little ones in the house. But it's kind of, it requires a step up. You know, one night I heard on Rabbi Yaakov Spivak's broadcast, at that time he was still trying to call it the Torah University of the Air on WBCQ shortwave, where he was mentioning, at that time this would be 5 years ago or six or more, that he thought it would be appropriate if there was a license to have children. Well, I disagree with that. That's getting a license is basically permission and a tax to do something that otherwise would be illegal or unlawful, and I cannot accept that mentality as regards to procreation. It's completely in accordance with the laws of nature, nature's God, and the natural law. But again, the test of a good social order then would be this, that I am not obliged to adopt any rule of conduct because of what others prefer I should do or be. Unless I also have or can have the same preference. And so if you can instill in the mind of the young one, you know, a preference perhaps, if the little one actually does like to have their room orderly, can see the benefit, if you can help them to find the benefit in remembering to bring your bat and your ball in from the field, as opposed to leaving them out there and having father drive over them with the tractor with the brush hog on the back, reducing them all to splinters and shards, all right? There is some common sense in that, and if they can see that, then that might become their preference. Let us then state this test in the form of a postulate or a demand which every good society must. And before we leave off on the little ones, the sons and daughters, let's also understand that in law, one is considered an infant at least until they have reached their majority, and until of late, that was 21 years of age. Not children, but infants. They had to change that around to children and kids to obfuscate that tradition in law. But anyway, let us state this in the form of a postulate or demand which every good society must and can comply with. Now again, this is philosophy. This is William Ernest Hawking's opinion and his ideas. not necessarily mine, not necessarily sacrosanct. But he says this, what others wish me to be must be identical with what I myself wish to be. I think it's a pretty good postulate. He calls it the postulate of identical ideals, a principle which we may call the postulate of identical ideals. It may be that no society, no actual society, complies with the requirement, but I venture to think that no actual society despairs of complying with it or fails in practical ways to aim at it. And so then we dropped down, and yesterday we started to look at some of these important agreements. Number one, the direct impact of social requirements comes to the individual through the most altruistic part of the social shell. Altruism, Auguste Comte. The direct impact of social requirements comes to the individual through the most altruistic part of the social shell. This idea that the lawgivers, you know, the lawgiver, is living altruistically, in other words, living for others. That a true representative, a true representation of your interests would be much, as this postulate of identical ideals states, if we were to have true representative government, one becoming the representative, chosen to be such and sent forth as one, then would bury, if you would, himself to the point that he could then advance what would be best for the others. That's altruism, living for others. You would actually be altruistic, living for others, but we've discussed in the past how impossible that is. You can find that studying John Stuart Mill on representation, representative government. But more than that, the direct impact then, again, of social requirements comes to the individual through the most altruistic part of the social shell. This is especially true of his most plastic years. He is born among his well-wishers, and we spoke of this yesterday. The family. This is where this is the most plastic time. This is why it is so very important to interdict in the life of children at the earliest possible times. We'll talk about that right after this.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
A little breaking news here. I got a message in the chat room to take a look at a link and pulled it up. There's an exterminator. The exterminator, all right. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Department in Illinois has implemented a new way to fight crime. It's an armored car. This is October the 20th. New news. It's an armored car with multiple cameras and streaming video capabilities. They'll park it in front of troublemakers' homes to deter crime. NPR's Melissa Block talks to the county sheriff, Merle Justice, M-E-A-R-L-J-U-S-T-U-S, just us, about the new armored car that he's calling the Exterminator. And on the side of this truck, armored car, it says, nuisance property surveillance vehicle, St. Clair County Sheriff. A nuisance property surveillance vehicle. I have a classic Chevrolet parked in my driveway. The city of Exeter considers it to be a nuisance. They claim that it causes or contributes to substantial diminution of other properties. In other words, the value of other properties are dropping like stones substantially, because of the existence of the truck in my driveway, which I've had for 30 years, by the way. Amazing. News from Illinois. A way to fight crime with shame. It's an unmanned, let me just pull this up. It's an unmanned armored truck. Unmanned armored truck. Outfitted with cameras and digital recordings. It'll stream live video to deputies at the St. Clair County Sheriff Department. The beefy truck is called the Exterminator. And St. Clair County Sheriff Merle Justus wants to park it in front of problem homes. That's a violation of the same ordinance. You cannot have a truck like this on the ground, any truck parked for greater than an hour on a street in some towns in Missouri. Sheriff Justus, he wants to park it in front of problem homes. That's harassment, isn't it? Interesting. I wonder if this has been tested in court. Sheriff Justus joins us now from Bellevue, Illinois. And Sheriff Justus, what kind of problem homes are we talking about? This is an interview. Sheriff Merle Justus. Well, the general things that you have happening in a lot of different communities and neighborhoods, you know, the drug house down the street, that kind of thing. And young people, especially young people, loitering on the street corners and tearing people's property up, and that kind of nuisance, I'd call it. And the idea would be, if you park the Exterminator where you've heard there's a problem, there's nobody inside the truck, but it's just the idea that it's there that will send people scurrying. Sheriff Justice replies, yeah, it's there. We're not undercover or anything. It's there. Believe me, you can see it. If we park it in front of your house, we would go up and knock on the door, and we would tell you it's going to be there, and we would tell you why it's there. Block. Now, you have freely admitted that you're cribbing this idea from the police department in Peoria, Illinois. What have they told you about how it's worked? Sheriff Justice replies, well, it's, you know, there's an old vaudeville cliche that said it will play in Peoria. And believe me, it plays well in Peoria. And I think it's going to play well here and certainly in other parts of the country. They have noticed a big reduction in those nuisance types calls into neighborhoods. Wow. And there's more to the article. Wow. This is one that needs further investigation. This is it, folks. You can do nothing. You can continue to do nothing. I can tell you how difficult it is when you're working by yourself to scramble rapidly enough locally to block this kind of a depredation, this kind of a threat. It's not even a veiled threat. It's right out in your face. This puke pig comes in and puts an armored truck in front of your house. I'd like to see this one go to court. I certainly would like to see this one in court. I'd like to see some good pro se litigation on this pig who thinks things are going to play well in Peoria enough to play it in his hometown. Very interesting article. Anyway, back to this again. What others wish me to be must be identical with what I wish myself to be. You see the difference in point of view, the way I present information as opposed to the way this pig pushes his way around? Amazing, isn't it? How far we've come in just 90 years. From the level of intellect that we brought into the 1900s, from the 1800s, versus the level of intellect that we've carried with us from the 1900s into the year 2000 and beyond. Jorge Bush was absolutely beside himself to be able to come up and proclaim that we had launched the first war of the 21st century. I heard that on the radio. I was sitting in my little cabin and I just put my head down on the table and just tears streamed out of my eyes. As if this was fit for proclamation. He was busting his buttons out. The first war of the 21st century. And off they go. Death, mayhem, destruction, depleted uranium, you name it. Off they go. Oh, my. The direct impact of social requirements comes to the individual through the most altruistic part of the social shell, living for others. So I guess parking your armored truck on the street in front of someone's house, a nuisance property, this is that altruistic shell. This is especially true. This is the greatest good of the greatest number principle. This are all of the wolves hanging out trying to figure out which sheep to eat next. Right? This is especially true of his most plastic years. He is born among well-wishers. Born among well-wishers. Little town cop they've got here, Willie Stevens. If he's 22 years old at all, I'd be surprised. Grew up in Exeter. Apparently, graduated from high school in this little town, probably knows little more than Southwest Missouri. We'll be testing his mettle soon. And while the egoism of parents has also to be reckoned with, the danger of social tyranny lies rather in their lack of originality than in their lack of pride in the personal growth of their child. Their lack of originality. This Illinois sheriff imitating something he saw done in Peoria. I wonder if he sat down and reread the Constitution before he fired up his armored vehicle. Amazing. I wonder if the council members sit down and read their Constitution before they start passing ordinances that condition your ownership of property, assert title rights and interest to private and personal property, real property if we must, that doesn't exist, and then just enforce it to see who bends first. It's always possible that as filtered through the medium of the family, the demand of society will strike with too little force rather than too much, for the identity required in the postulate calls for an effort on the part of the individual as well as upon the part of the society, especially as the individual cannot be said to know without much drastic trial what in particular he wishes to be. it takes time. If you're not raised up, you know, in the word, as they used to say, you have no moral compass. You're just kind of drifting around. You know, it's the Aleister Crowley, do as thou wilt, for it's the whole of the law type of a lifestyle. You get involved in these advanced multicultural societies. You have no compass. You have no place. You have no bearing. You have no port in the storm. You just drift, wishing there was a lighthouse. We'll be back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hi, Harlan Dietrich, owner of Brave New Books. What do you think of when I say lifeless, dumb creatures that usually work in groups to surround and kill their victims? If you said a federal government employee, you're only half right. I'm really talking about zombies. Brave New Books has been Austin's premier zombie preparedness store for over 4 years. When friends and family became infected and ignored you when talking about important issues, you could always come to the bookstore to get the resources you needed to help slay those ghastly creatures. Well, now Brave New Books needs you to come out on Sunday, October 24th, to the U.S. Art Authority for the first annual Brave New Books Benefit and Zombie Costume Ball with special guest Jim Mars. Also, live music, games, and Jim Mars will be giving a talk on his new book, The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, How Zombie Banks Are Destroying America. Come dressed as the best zombie and win an autographed copy. $10 at the door helps support the bookstore, so please try to attend Sunday, October 24th, starting at 6 p.m. at the U.S. Art Authority at 29th and Guadalupe. Because remember, only together, as a community, can we stop the zombie apocalypse.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back once again, looking a little bit deeper into this work, just kind of throwing out some philosophically radical thinking here. Recommendership. So the first of these two principles he's going to discuss here is this direct impact of social requirement coming to the individual through the most altruistic part of the social shell. And secondly, he calls it recommendership. If society were sufficiently self-conscious to perceive that this immensely important ideal-making function is everywhere muddled and adulterated by short-sighted egoism, its own included, it might be imagined as referring this function to a carefully chosen and disinterested third party. Such an imaginary arbitrator it would be difficult to realize in the flesh. He must be no member of society, either in its capacity as impressing ideals or in its capacity as receiving and using them. He would nevertheless have to know human nature to the bottom and the necessities of social order. He would have to understand all parties, all social conflicts, and all occupations, and yet participate in none of them. That little section there reminds me of the reading, you know, about Socrates, Plato. This ideal of having philosopher kings. Philosopher kings. Or another way of expressing it would be to have Christ-like wisdom in kings and judges. You know? Political theory has now and again attempted to define such a functionary, inasmuch as the logical problem of a liberal government in preventing the warping of laws by political tyranny is very much the same as ours. But now again, let us recall that in the early 1900s, liberal was still construed as free or liberty. It hadn't quite gone down the path with Marx as it has today. There's a difference between the liberal point of view and the conservative point of view. And it flip-flops by generation, depending on those that are trying to preserve what they had in their youth. If you grew up in the time period of sex, drugs, and rock and roll and thought that was grand, maybe a conservative today would want to advance sex, drugs, and rock and roll in his golden years, and that would be construed as conservatism. Just putting that out for you. This problem is so to organize a public body that to every possible pair of parties, there was always a third party to pass judgment between them. At one time, we would appeal to things like the Bible for that. The Bible teaches when you have a dispute with a neighbor, is that you go back with another. If you can't find harmony, you go back with another friend and come two, and then come back with a third and come back with four or five and try and, you know, speak reason to your friend, your neighbor. You might have a real, you know, a feud going. To try and work it out. And the Bible also instructs that if you can't resolve those things and you find yourself going to court, then to negotiate with your adversary all the way to the courtroom and don't stop. And the idea of coming out with your shirt buttons busting because you're so proud of the next war is only a testament to your inability to communicate. Tyranny. Another thing that's involved in this discussion is the move towards the United Nations. Of course, it hadn't happened at this time yet, at the time of this writing. They were already looking at the League of Nations. They were already moving into the Wilson period and all of that. But it hadn't really been established yet. And so here in the Ivy Leagues, we might be sowing some seeds for this idea of the arbitrator in, like, let's say, the Hague, an international court of review. Someone that is outside of your particular issue far enough and yet understands human nature well enough that there could be a review. I don't think I like that idea, but that's where it may have come from, may stem from this. John Locke tried, in effect, and we've studied him here on the broadcast, John Locke tried, in effect, to provide a perfectly general solution for this problem and all but succeeded. His legislative branch, is a good third to every pair of parties that can be defined among the people, including executive and people, and also including itself as part of the people. It's part of the idea of the legislative branch, the three branches of representative government, this clearly defined separation of powers. You have the citizen representatives, then you have the senators, and then you have the executive branch, and all of them are trying to find the best for all. Difficult task, by the way. easy to talk about, hard to do. His legislative is a good third to every pair of parties that can be defined among the people, including executive and people, and also including itself as part of the people. He only failed to provide for a third party between the legislative in office and the people, which is precisely the point at which we in our own problem need relief. I failed to mention the judiciary there in that separation of powers, too, by the way. Here, Locke had no recourse but the appeal to heaven. You know that there just comes a time when you need to look inside yourself and do find that faith. What do you believe in? Do you know who you are? Do you know whose you are? Do you love life so much that you're willing to, you know, live out the rest of it on your knees? Or are you ready to just say that, you know, to take the come down off the silver screen and whatever screenwriter wrote it, you know, but today I guess is as good a day as any to die. At what point? You know, the appeal to heaven. And we look in vain in any subsequent writer or political device for the general solution of our problem. You can read and 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 search and search and search and search, ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth, but eventually you come down to this point where you need to have some kind of a compass there. You need to have something that you actually believe in. Personally, I believe that it's wholly unnecessary to follow organized religion. But I think it would be very well worth the time spent if you just try and investigate the idea of creation. How did we come to be created? How did this planet come into existence? How did our solar systems, all of that? How did life come to be on this planet? And what is my part in all of that? But Rousseau, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, social contract, Rousseau approaching the problem from the other end, that of protecting people from their own idleness and ignorance, saw far more clearly than Locke the conditions for finding just social standards. Of course, it's not Sheriff Just Us. Looking for something different here than parking a truck out front, intimidating, harassing, and creating a nuisance. Quote, in order to discover the social rules best suited to the people, a superior intelligence would be required, which should behold all of the passions of men without experiencing any of them. This intelligence would have to be wholly dependent of our nature while knowing it through and through. We need to be very careful when we start making these kinds of appeals. Unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi believes she is that caliber of individual. She believes that she is at that level. Believing that, as the Speaker of the House, they know what is best for the little people. This intelligence would have to be wholly independent of our nature while knowing it through and through. How can anyone be wholly independent of our nature? If all men were created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these would be life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, how can any man be separate, above, and outside of the laws of nature? Can't happen. Its own welfare, continuing, its own welfare would have to be secure apart from us. And yet, it must be ready to concern itself with our welfare. Those that followed John Calvin, you know, thought, you know, predestination. Everything in your entire life was mapped out before you even were born, was known and written in a book someplace in heaven before you were ever even born, and you're just living out the drama. I'm sure they had other things to say, but that's one thing I've taken away from their work. Its own welfare again. And lastly, it would have to look forward in the march of time to a distant consummation, and working in one century, be willing to put its enjoyment in the next. This takes us right back to Carol Quigley, Future Preference, and all the way back to the beginning of Christianity. We'll be back.
Angels.
Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So as you look at this rather nasty and naughty problem of government and governance and politics and politicians with just 11 days now before the election, you know, sometimes we can look back to the past and find some wisdom that was in there. And we're not going to come up with any kind of a solution overnight by any means, but if we don't get started at least on the journey, we'll be dealing with this tyranny as long as we're allowed to remain alive on this planet, I guess. But it continues here. Again, I'm reading from William Ernest Hawking's Human Nature and Its Remaking. This off page 215 of the hardbound edition, second edition, page 215, where he continues and he says, it would take gods, little g gods, it would take gods to give laws to man. Surprisingly, like what we thought necessary to protect men from society, that was the close, by the way, of the quote. I should simply go back and give it again. This is from Rousseau's quote, closing out the last two sentences. And lastly, it would have to look forward in the march of time to a distant consummation and working in one century, be willing to put its enjoyment in the next. Remember our definition of sustainable development out of the Brundtland Commission, development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Almost a paraphrase of this statement here from Rousseau. All right? It would have to look forward in the march of time to a distant consummation, and working in one century, be willing to put its enjoyment in the next. Future preference. Always looking to the next life, to the hereafter. Trying to figure out what the priests are hereafter. It would take gods to give laws to man, close quote, Rousseau had stated. That's out of The Social Contract, Book 2, Chapter 7, by the way, if you want to find it for yourself. Surprisingly, like what we thought necessary to protect men from society is Rousseau's view of what is necessary to protect men from themselves. And on the lips of the supposed believer in absolute democracy, the sentiment is striking. But if we ask what provision Rousseau would make to secure this ideal giver of laws, we find no answers. We find the same thing when we listen to the words of wisdom from Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. He's out of tools. Monetary policy is very limited. He can increase or decrease the money supply, and he can raise and lower the interest rates. Beyond that, he needs to be golfing. It is but a fiction, called upon to do the work of reality. Quote, this sublime reason, Rousseau says almost cynically, far above the range of the common herd, is that whose decisions the actual legislator puts into the mouth of the immortals in order to constrain, by the pretense of divine authority, those whom human prudence could not move. There's a very strong reason why the Council for National Policy exists. There are very strong and compelling reasons why Timothy LaHaye and the others along that line struck out against Plato and Aristotle and Rousseau and others. There's a very real reason why the Jesuit order was created to combat the upstarts in the Reformation. There's a very strong reason why it's necessary to quash out the Age of Reason. But it's a deeper discussion than can be answered in a word or a sentence. It's the preservation of ancient systems of power and control. The Age of Reason is not welcome on the planet Earth. Thus, Rousseau also, and see, even Rousseau, had to appeal to the non-existent. He had to give someone greater power. Auguste Comte was not ignorant of this. When in his system of positive polity, positive politics, political system, he, as his predecessor, Henry Saint-Simon, saw the world of the future being run by the captains of finance and industry, much as they are today, ruling the world, through their appointed dictator, like Barry the Usurper, supported in everything they do by a cadre of super social scientists like Catherine Sebelius and Holdren and others, where the bank would become the new temple and where woman would be elevated to the level of goddess. And the usurper went to Seattle and made a great appeal and was well received by the women voters of Seattle, Washington, just yesterday, I believe. Where woman becomes the goddess. It's always women, children, and indigenous people in the Agenda 21 program of action. Nevertheless, the arrangement, which is so difficult from the standpoint of practical statecraft, exists and has existed from time immemorial in ordinary social structure. It makes use of a common property of the self-conscious mind, the capacity of being, while immersed in the stream of events, at the same time reflectively aloof from them. As I've shared with you in the past, if there be a hell, it may well exist between our ears. It is one long living life of hell, or life in hell, or the hell, as Moff Morgan has stated it, life in the hell. Because our conscience just doesn't forget those misdeeds. The things that you feel bad about. the errors that you've made you wish you had never committed. Just as it remembers and calls to mind all of your great successes, it never forgets the losses. It's a trading game. And so we appeal to the enlightened lawgiver when not perhaps we need to be inquirers of who we are and whose we are, and not seek guidance from outside but inside. We appeal to our inner self-conscious mind, the capacity of being, while immersed in the stream of events, at the same time reflectively aloof from them. The man who recommends to others what were good to be done without having to follow his own teaching or being in a position to do so is not an unknown person, nor on the whole an unwelcome person. And it has been found possible to devise circumstances which give his announcement of rules and ideals so much detachment from the usual cares and fears of the casual, disinterested observer, what that appeal to heaven would be a phrase not wholly unwarranted in his case. Our Father, as the prayer begins, who art in heaven, our Father, there is someone in your life that has, you know, provided been a role of a model to you. And you look to them for the wisdom that you received from them. Sometimes you don't understand it at the time you got it. But there is certain wisdom in life. There is certain wisdom in having crossed many bridges and have lots of streams behind you. Little lessons that you learned. Things not to do again. Things I wish I'd never done. Things I would advise others against. And we learn these things, and we need to share them around freely. But I don't know whether it's necessary or even profitable to share them with an iron rod. Thou shalt may not be necessarily the best approach. Again, the postulate of identical ideals, what others wish me to be, must be identical with what I myself wish to be. What happens when someone pushes you? I can tell you what happens when people push on me, but what happens when someone pushes on you? Do you not most often push back? Unless someone else wishes you to be something that's identical with what you yourself wish yourself to be, you'll resist it, and some unto death. So we have a very careful balancing act as we move forward into this 21st century. We needn't carry with us all of the mistakes of the past just to find ourselves living up to our necks in the same mistakes in the future. And I think if we can dispense with all of this tyrannical and despotic control and set that behind us and chart a course into the next 100 years into greater and greater measures of freedom, we'll be far better served and far happier people. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow, actually Monday. Have a good weekend. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.